to Agronomy for Farmer Success, a podcast brought to you by Osmus Farm Supply.
Hi, my name is Devin Helming, and it is my privilege again today to get to sit in the host chair of our podcast. And today, our guest is Michelle. And Michelle is the one that gets to produce and do a lot of the behind the scenes things that make this happen. So I'm looking forward to having a chance to have Michelle tell us a little bit about herself and about what she's doing. So I think, first of all, Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about yourself?
First, it's very odd to sit on this side.
Yes.
Of the microphone and be on the interviewee side of things and not the interviewer.
Very much so. I can relate to that.
Started in November of 2020, and I am the communications and marketing director here. So I take care of all the communications out to our customers, our YouTube channel, Facebook, social media, newsletters, and now the podcast.
Awesome. So you just started in November, and you've actually got quite a few things that have come in that short period of time. Can you go into maybe just a little bit more detail on what some of those are? I know you mentioned a few things there.
Podcast is one of them. This is new, was not going on last year. The start of the podcast channel, it was one of the things we've started.
And let me just make a comment on that. I love podcasts. I have got to a point where it's my preferred way to take in information. Whatever I'm doing, whatever time of day it is, it's just something I can tune into it. With my AirPods that I use, I can be out multitasking and taking in information. So I really enjoy podcasts and think it's a great way to distribute information. So kudos to that. But yes, obviously this is one of the things that that we're doing.
Yeah. Another thing that started right when I came aboard was the launch of the Osmus Farm Supply Grower Portal. So switching from the storefront to the grower portal. We just completed the first Osmus Farm Supply photo contest. Winners were announced today. We are also in the process of developing different categories and different media for our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel has been around for 10 years. It was time for kind of an overhaul.
And Michelle, I'm actually going to just take a little bit of a pause here because your background is you have two children. Am I correct?
Yes, I have two boys.
And you are chasing them around at basketball tournaments right now.
Yep. Well, one. The other one is too little yet.
But. Okay. And this is hallway conversation, but do I remember you telling me that you were a figure skater?
I was.
Well, I do think you have the award for being the only figure skater that works at Osmus Farm Supply. But that's and you've been a Minnesotan all your life as well, correct?
Other than going to school in Brookings, South Dakota for college, yes, I've been a Minnesotan my whole life.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about the grower portal. How has that evolved over time here?
For 2 years prior to the launch of the grower portal, Osmus Farm Supply had a storefront where you could purchase chemical, and that was about it. That was what the function was for. In November of 2020, we switched from the AFS storefront to the Osmus Farm Supply grower portal. The grower portal you can still purchase from. You can still look up product labels like you could with the storefront, which was and is a popular tool within that platform. With the switch now, you can look at your purchase history for the past 6 years. You can go back and look at what you bought in 2017, 2016, if you want a refresher on what exact product combination or how much of a certain product. You can also link accounts together. So if you have a father and son farming, or you have a personal account and a corporate account, but you want to be able to look at those together, we can do that for you now. You can also view your invoices and statements. So you can see what your balances are. You can see what your billings are, all online. You can request a quote from your agronomist. So if you want to see what something's going to cost within your operation, you can send a quote to your agronomist. Your grower portal is linked to your agronomist. So it's not, if you're working with somebody specific or at a specific location, it's directly tied back to that, which is super nice. They know your history. They know what you're talking about. You can view your bookings through the Grower Portal, and we even have the option to link your Corteva True Choice and True Cash amounts, and you can pay with those within the Grower Portal as well.
It's amazing how the technology is continuing to evolve and how front and center it is in online resources that we have available to us as we do business. So those are all great enhancements and fun to see.
And it is just an extra tool. Asmus Farm Supply won't be getting rid of your paper invoices or statements. It's just another option if you want that. So we're not making a switch or anything to just that option. It's another option that you have.
Good point. It is an option if somebody wants to take advantage of it. How about other things that we've been doing, newsletters and things along those lines? Or is there anything that I guess maybe we haven't touched on that you need to make our listeners aware of?
We are doing now a weekly newsletter that comes out Friday mornings. You can subscribe to that newsletter through our Facebook page or our website. Another is our social media, getting back on social media and letting people be aware of what's kind of going on. We do have a number of things, even though it is the slow season kind of hitting. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're on social media, that's really the fastest way for us to get information out to you. Take example of the past week with Corteva discontinuing Fexpan. That was the first way we got it out to the general public and our customers. A few days later, the newsletter came out, and then, you know, we're not sending a letter. So unless you got it in a different platform from another ag news platform, social media was the way we got it out first.
Quick question for you. So if somebody listening to this is wanting to know what's the best way for me to get signed up for all of this, should they? I'm sure a lot of it is self-directed, where you can go to the places, sites and whatnot, or our website and get lined up with that. I'm sure they can also talk to their agronomist or whoever their contact is at AFS. Is that the way we would advise them, or are there any other avenues they could do for that?
All the links are on our website, or if you search Asmus Farm Supply, you'll get linked up with almost all the platforms we have. We're currently on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for social media. We're limiting to that just because those fit our business the best. We're not big Snapchatters or TikTokers, so we're not on those two platforms. So
if you wanted to reach my kids, though, we'd have to be.
Yes. Another thing that we are changing around is our YouTube channel. So for 10 years, a decade, Asmus Farm Supply has done informational videos entitled Ag Update on YouTube. With the addition of the podcast, which you and I have had conversations on about how we're both avid podcast listeners, and getting information out to the grower when it's applicable. Obviously, spraying season, planting season, harvest season, it's really hard to get a video of the guys and staff at Asmus Farm Supply because they're out in the field. They're with farmers. They're in their own operation doing things. It's busy. Where a podcast, we can record ahead of time and then air it when it's appropriate. So we'll be taking a lot of our podcast audio and using that to create short informational videos. We will continue to do our longer version of the ag updates for important topics or new topics in ag. Not that there's a lot of new topics in ag.
Sure.
Just regenerating information or updating information. We're also adding, with Asmus Farm Supply being a family-owned business and farming definitely being a family industry, we're adding a family-style video category to that, where we'll have information on gardening, meal prep for farmers so you guys don't have to eat sandwiches every time, and different things like that to help out the family.
Okay, very good. That's all exciting changes and enhancements that are coming to the ways that we communicate. And I will personally say that Michelle has done a phenomenal job in the short period of time that she's been here, getting us motivated to embrace some of these new ways of communicating. And I look forward to having Michelle as a resource for me and the things that I do here at AFS, and I know the others do as well. So with that, Michelle, I want to thank you for taking time today to outline this for our listeners, and I look forward to seeing where it will go. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Devin.
Thank you for listening to Agronomy for Farmer Success. If you'd like any additional information, please contact your trusted Osmus Farm Supply agronomist. Please make sure to subscribe to Agronomy for Farmer Success on your podcast player of choice, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and more, to be notified when new episodes become available.